Hello, beloved radio friends. Welcome to yet another broadcast. Again, I bring you sincere felicitations from my wife and family this great season. It is really a season of thanksgiving to our Creator. I do hope you will find enough reason to thank this mighty King, the owner of the universe and the giver of peace and concord. The title of today's message is Developing a Thankful Heart. Developing a Thankful Heart. We shall take our reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Again, we'll be reading from the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 20. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20 again, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Great Father in heaven, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. You are greatly faithful. You have spared our lives up until today. Grant that your people will learn to be grateful always. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Developing a thankful heart. None of us is as thankful as we should be. Although some people may be more thankful than others, anyway, we love to complain and our attention is more on the negative. It's very natural, for that is the nature of the fallen man. But just like the cultivation of most virtues, no one can instantly become thankful. You only become thankful when you habitually practice gratitude in your life. It is normally acquired by the agency of the Holy Spirit. We can draw example from King David. We can draw example from King David. In 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 2 to verse 18, the Bible says, Then Nathan said to David, Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. But it happened that night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, You shall not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought you up, even to this day, but I have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wherever I have moved about with all Israel, have I ever spoken a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now, therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, and to be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Nor shall the sons of the wickedness oppress them any more, as previously. Since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, also I have subdued all my enemies. Furthermore, I tell you that the Lord will build you a house, and it shall be, when your days are fulfilled, when you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set your seed after you, and who will be one of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house, and I will establish his throne forever, and I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. But you may wish to know that David started to govern Israel from scratch. There was no state house or government house as we know it today. There was no national army. There was no temple or chapel. There was no judiciary, defined judicial system after construction of the government house and packing into it. David was bothered that he was living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the Lord was dwelling in a tent. David conferred with Nathan the prophet, and the prophet gave him the go-ahead to do what was in his heart. A turning point came in the night when the Lord appeared to Nathan and directed him to go and inform David to cancel the idea of constructing a temple for him. Rather, God spoke good of David and made promises unto him. If we read from verse 16, then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? What is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O God, and you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the rank of a man of high degree. O Lord God, what more can David say to you for the honor of your servant? For you know your servant. O Lord, for your servant's sake and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears." That was the response of David to all that the Lord said to him through the prophet Nathan. He went into his house. He went inside his house and sat before the Lord. This is what we call intentionality. David began to chronicle God's faithful actions to him. He began to give thanks unto the Most High. That's intentional. He didn't leave that to chance. He sat down in his house and began to narrate the faithfulness of God, the goodness of God. In this season, we expect that those who give God thanks will be intentional about it. They will sit down and remember the good things the Lord has done for you. Let me mention 7 deliberate ways to develop a faithful heart, or a thankful heart, a heart that gives gratitude to God. 7 ways. Number 1, regularly practice giving thanks. Let it become habitual. Make it a habit to express gratitude. Thankfulness rather than criticism should be our default position or setting. Thank God for the good things in your life. We all complain occasionally, but it is better to find things to be thankful for. This helps to rewire your brain to be as proficient at recognizing the good in your life as you are at identifying the bad. You know, there are people, they only remember the bad. Remember the bad things people did to them. Remember the bad things that have happened to them. Their brain has been wired to do that. But when you regularly practice giving thanks, you rewire your brain. You see good out of every situation. Thanksgiving brings a turning point in one's life. It brings a shift. After this Thanksgiving season, some people are going to experience a turning point in their lives. There will be a shift in the spiritual realm. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number 2, express gratitude regardless of the situation. Express gratitude regardless of the situation. I want to read for you what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Hear the word of the Lord, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Radio friends, say, giving thanks always in all things. In all things, you cannot see the full picture of things, but we just know that God is working. In Romans chapter 8 verse 28, you will also read what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28. I want to take time to read it as it is in the scriptures. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. All things work for good. You may not see the full picture of things, but just believe that God is working out the whole picture. So learn to express gratitude regardless of the situation. The third thing you need to learn is to learn to praise God when all is well. That is easy. And that most times that's what we do. When all is well, praise God. Do not take it for granted that after all, that is what God should be doing for you. Praise Him. That's what the passage says. Say, giving thanks always, in all things. Giving thanks in all. Singing, making melody, praising God in hymns and psalms because of what God is doing for you. Number four, learn to see how bad experiences can produce good outcomes. Learn to see how bad experiences in your life can produce good outcomes. You may recall the story of Joseph. You know, from the first moment his brothers took him and put him into a pit, God started working. He did not see the full picture. He didn't know that from that moment, that situation will end up in his becoming a prime minister in Egypt. But it started on that note. You need to learn to see good from every experience. You need to have a reset of your mindset so that when you see bad, you begin to believe that this will, the outcome will be good. That at the end of this episode, good will come out of it. That's one way you can learn to develop a heart of gratitude. A heart of gratitude. That's part of the things we need to do. Number five, make gratitude a part of your interactions with other people. Make gratitude a part of your interactions with other people. You know, as you interact with people, you know, make gratitude part of your interactions with them. As you do so, you begin to develop the heart of gratitude. Your language will change. You no longer be on the complaining side always. Number six, lean onto the strength gratitude provides. Lean onto the strength gratitude provides. Yes, gratitude provides strength because when you show gratitude, you have armed the person to do more. Even in our own language, Igbo people said if you greet someone more who has done good to you, the possibility is that the person will be encouraged to do more. Lean onto that strength, the strength gratitude. But when you do not show any gratitude, you have disarmed that person from doing more for you. This is one of the ways you can develop the heart of gratitude. Number seven, and of course the last, is surrender your life to Jesus. This act is an indication that you are saying, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for dying for me. That is the expectation of God. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Have Him to be your Lord and your Savior, your King, the one that is ruling over your life. Let the government of your life be upon His shoulders. That's what the Bible says, that the government shall be upon His shoulders. Allow Jesus Christ to govern your life. You get tired of governing yourself. That's how to develop a heart of gratitude. When you allow the owner of your life to govern you, to rule you, to determine what you do, what you say, your lifestyle, your attitude, and that will show that you are grateful to Him. In conclusion of this message, thanksgiving is a superpower. It enables us to see past our experiences and embrace how God is moving. How God is moving. Thankful people also empower others with their perspective if when they are drawing strength from the gratitude. That can also be your own experience. In this season of Thanksgiving, never cease to develop the heart of gratitude. As you do so, you will see God work more in your life. For that's why He created us. We are His people, and He expects that we live a thankful life always. May God bless you as you imbibe these 7 points that will help you in developing a heart of gratitude. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for bringing us into a new season like this, the season of Thanksgiving. And grant, O God, our Father, that we too will develop a heart of gratitude throughout this period and beyond, and always be filled with gratefulness unto you for the life you have given to us and for all that you do for us. Help us to see good coming from every situation. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.